Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. We cover close to 800,000 citizens of Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, by far the largest market share of any dental insurance coverage. And I feel that doing good for society, because we're not the big bad insurance company, spreading oral health is the importance of oral health is so very important, because without good oral health, you cannot have good overall health. And we've noticed this recently. There's been a real uptick in the number of people that have been able to navigate the healthcare.gov exchange, so-called public exchange, or the government is now calling them marketplaces. And so we've had about 1,500 residents in New Hampshire, about 1,500 or so in Maine, and about 1,100 and so in Vermont that have been able to navigate the public exchange. And then, knowing that the public exchange would be hard to navigate, we also created a private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And if you go onto that and click your state, literally within 45 seconds, you can purchase a cost-effective Delta Dental program. And we have found that most of the people that have gone on to DeltaDentalCoversMe.com or healthcare.gov are people who did not have dental insurance before. And here's a statistic for my dentist friends. People with dental insurance, 80 to 90% of those go to the dentist, whereas if you don't have dental insurance, that percentage goes way down to about 30%. So, as we say to our employee colleagues, it's great that we feel like that we're doing good for society, and in that we're encouraging people to go to the dentist. And we are an insurance company, actually, that wants you to use your dental benefit. On the sports front, last weekend was the fifth race in the Capital Area Race Series called the Over the River and Through the Woods. That was Saturday, June 7th. Close to 400 runners showed up at Northeast Delta Dental right here in Concord. And some amazing times. The race started at 10. Like I said, we had about 400 people that registered and about that many that completed it. There are two more races for my running friends in the Capital Area Race Series. On Saturday, July 19th, is the Bill Lutie 5-miler. It's usually very hot that day. That's Saturday, July 19th. And then the seventh and final race is Saturday, July 26th at 9 a.m. called the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, and that's in Canterbury, New Hampshire. Keeping in the sports and running theme, in between that time, though, actually next weekend, we have the Saturday, June 21st, we have the Mount Washington Road Race, and last week we had Andy Shattuck, and Andy was able to explain, along with John Stibler, the Run to the Clouds event, which is what they call the Mount Washington Road Race. Essentially, you run up the auto road, which is only 7.6 miles, not really a long race, but it's extremely steep. And so even the best runners run from Colorado or from Africa. They run about an 8-minute pace. So, and of course, all my running friends know that an 8-minute pace is as fairly recreational. So you can imagine what the rest of us do when we try to make our way up the only hill. There's no give on it, and we call that Run to the Clouds. So that's Saturday, June 21st. It's hard to believe it's already June 14th and 15th. And of course, if you're a dad and you're listening to this on the 15th, happy Father's Day. And I hope you get your Father's Day gift of what you want. It may be the ability to go out and run. It may be the ability to listen to this radio show. But whatever your Father's Day gift is, I hope you enjoy it. And the last update I'd like to give, I was in New York City a couple weeks ago, and my book, There Are No Do-Overs, co-authored with Dave Cowens, and it gives you a lot of life's principles as well as principles for sustaining a business or sports franchise on a long-term basis. Sales are going well. Again, you can get that on Amazon, or you can go right here in Concord and Gibson's for There Are No Do-Overs. And there's a lot of human resources discussion in that book. As probably most of you know, Northeast Delta Dental has gotten many awards for being a best employer and many other HR-related awards. So it's quite timely that on the 14th and 15th of June then that I get to interview David Chulo, who is the president of Career Management Associates and host of his own radio show called the HR Power Hour. David, thank you for joining me this mid-June.
Oh, thank you, Tom. It's great to be on your show. Thank you.
You sound great. So tell us a little bit about your background, and then I'll ask you a little bit about your organization.
Sure. Well, I can tell you that I started out in what I would call the retail world. Certainly worked for a lot of large companies, Levi Strauss, American Eagle, Pacific Sunwear. Traveled all across the Northeast, including the Midwest, opening stores, locations, doing HR, doing operations, doing a lot of great stuff. But I really came back to the New England market and made the decision about 5 years ago that I wanted to do it on my own. So I went and I purchased Career Management Associates. It was a company that had been in business for about 17 years at the time, and it focused mostly on search and outplacement. And so when I arrived and purchased the company in 2009, I decided I wanted to add HR because it really was something that companies need, and it's something that I knew would be a growing area over the next few years, and that has certainly come to fruition. There's no question that with all the regulations, with all the changes, with all the requirements that are out there, HR has just become an incredibly important part of any organization and company. And frankly, some companies in the smaller end just can't afford to bring somebody in, and so we've tried to create a way to outsource that and partnered with existing HR people and departments to also provide them with training, development, search, staffing, and coaching and training. So, I mean, we've really had a great time. I've enjoyed it, you know, coming out of the big corporate world and getting into the small company world. It was an education. There's no joke about that, but I'm truly enjoying it.
That's great. Now, you're also the president of Lincolnshire International?
Yes, Lincolnshire International is a national organization that does coaching and outplacement. And it is a co-op, and it is a number of companies that banded together from California to Washington State to Florida to Maine. And we all do that together so that we can compete on a national and international scale through our partners, Abora Global, where we have 170 firms worldwide that join together to do career transition services and coaching services across the globe. And I was pleased and privileged and humbled to be the president last year, elected, and running this year as well in terms of my second year term. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but I truly enjoy it.
Okay, so let's parse this out. Obviously, in corporate America, corporations are expected to do more with less. I know in our own business, because of the Affordable Care Act and the economy, a lot of companies in New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont that fortunately did not drop their dental benefit, but maybe they used to have 100 people, and they now have 72, and they've never really rehired back the 20 or 30 people that they laid off circa 2008. In nine, so everybody in the company is doing more with less human resources. Obviously, I understand technology has helped with efficiencies. So that, of course, includes HR teams. So ironically, of course, as you pointed out, the HR area is becoming so much more complex, including because of the Affordable Care Act and everything else. So with your organization, talk about how you can help small and even larger employers who can't necessarily afford to hire, a vice president of human resources, but still have all of the accountabilities and legal responsibilities.
Sure. Well, I'll break that down into two if I can.
Sure.
We'll start with the smaller organization, and that's an organization that may have 5 to 50 employees. and they really can't afford an HR professional on top of the salespeople they may have, on top of the operations people they may have, but they absolutely need HR. And they may only need HR on a part-time basis, but they want the advantage of having a company that's going to stay on top of all the compliance rules and regulations, the things that are changing on a weekly, monthly basis, and really want to be able to have that expertise brought in. So we have figured out a way in terms of setting up either through a retainer, through an hourly rate, or through other factoring to figure out how to bring a solid senior HR professional in and do it on a model that's either part-time or full-time if the organization needs it. And that's what we do, is we come in, we are your HR person, we embed in that organization. However, we, as CMA, take care of everything. We are the on-site call, we'll be the 800 number call, we'll take care of your compliance, we'll make sure that everything is done the way it's supposed to be done, we'll stay in contact with your leadership team, and we'll really become your HR as needed. And a lot of companies find that to be a huge benefit because, you know, if you're going to spend what it takes for a solid HR director or VP, that's a good chunk of money. And that person is going to be in charge of everything. And we can specialize and break that out and really assist companies at the smaller levels that can't make that happen on a day-in, day-out basis. The other thing that we find is sometimes when you're talking about an organization that has senior-level players, professional organizations, sometimes a third party adds credibility, adds an advantage, because when somebody from the outside says something, they're not beholden to your boss as an HR professional. And so sometimes that is an advantage for some companies that have to report to boards, venture capitals, and some of the other organizations and structures on a professional services side, where we can really provide third-party guidance, which would be a, if we call it an honest broker, because sometimes people have to be candid and cannot be candid with their boss or cannot be candid in that situation. So we try to make that happen. On the larger company side, it's pretty simple. We try to help HR professionals break off pieces that they either can't, shouldn't, or won't do. Give you an example.
I'll tell you what, David, let's give us that example after commercial break, but we have a lot of employers and HR's people that listen to us. Let's give out your contact information, your phone number, and website if I have listeners that would like to get in touch with you.
Sure, it's cmacareer.com, and the number in Maine is 207-780-1125.
And your geographical area that you would operate in?
Yeah, we cover all of New England.
Great.
So we'll cover all of the, especially the northern New England areas. We do have an office in Bedford, New Hampshire, as well as Portland, Maine.
Perfect. Okay, Tom Raffio will return with David Chulo after commercial break. Please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service. So enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And again, for my running friends, upcoming, we have on Saturday, July 19th, the Bill Lutie 5 Mile or Road Race, and then Saturday, July 26th, the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, and that will complete the Capital Area Race Series. And we will announce the top winners at the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic at the end, and everybody else that wins various categories, we will mail those to you. In between time, of course, next weekend, actually, Saturday, July 21st, we have the Run to the Clouds, which sounds so beautiful, but we're actually running up the auto road, 7.6 miles straight up. So it's too late to register for that race, but if you've never done it, I encourage you next January or February, when the lottery comes out, please take a look. Affordable Care Act in terms of public and private exchanges, healthcare.gov and deltadentalcoversme.com going well, and there are no do-overs. The book that I co-authored with Dave Cowens is going well. So with me on this Father's Day weekend, and again, happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there, is David Chulo, who's the president of Career Management Associates, sometimes known as CMA. And David, let's start with your contact information first, and then I will get to one or two questions.
Sure. The website is cmacareer.com, and the phone number here in Maine is 207-780-1125. I will give the New Hampshire number. It's 603-232-6245.
And as David had mentioned prior to the commercial break, his firm services all of northern New England. So we were ending the first part of the show with how your organization, well, you explained in great detail how you've been able to really help smaller, the 5 to 50 type size company, and how you and your staff kind of embed yourself in the organization and really take over in a good way the HR function and small employers. And I was starting to ask you, how do you assist a larger company that may have an HR staff and team probably overburdened with different things that they have to do, but there's obviously a role for your firm in larger companies as well. So tell us about that, David.
Sure, I can simply tell you that we try to assist HR professionals have better use of their time. So whether it is in the recruiting area from a search perspective, whether it's doing affirmative action plans to try to make sure if you're a subcontractor or a government contractor that doesn't take up your time, compliance area, training, development, executive coaching, we try to help you as an organization, especially in training, assist your team and make an additional mark on the organization so that you can spend more time doing what you do best, whatever that may be in your organization, from a strategy or strategic level all the way up through any tactical things and projects that you need to do. So we can make that happen.
So we want all of everybody that's a CEO or really the organization wants the human resources professionals to be strategic managers of the human resources so you can allow them, the existing staff, to kind of be the visionaries in terms of where they'd like to see the organization go, and you can handle the compliance issues and so forth.
Absolutely. We can be an outsourced role even when you have a full HR team. It's just to assist and really make sure that HR professionals get the maximum of what they need to do, whether it comes to recruiting or whether it comes to HR, or in the ever an event that there's a career transition, we will help them help the employee move to the next organization.
Super. And so the sensitive areas of 360s, private executive coaching, employee climate surveys, does Career Management Associates offer
all
that
of the
well?
Above? Yes, all of the above.
And so that kind of gives a third-party credibility to a 360 process. Why don't you explain? I for us, we know what that is, but I think that may be
jargon for some
other people.
Yeah, and don't we love jargon?
We love
acronyms.
Acronyms
and
jargon.
That's one thing I've learned is acronyms and jargon in HR.
It sounds so smart.
No, it's true. Hey, 360s is really quite simple. It has to do with a review process of a supervisor or manager, for example. And it really is in a full evaluation, meaning a full rounded evaluation of that person to provide feedback for that individual, both self-directed and directed to the individuals that are under that person. And all that feedback comes back, and it really improves the management style of the individual. It really helps the organization understand the communication and the leadership style, and that way they can really hone in on how to really improve that person and drive them forward and really make a better situation for the whole team and the company.
And I know I found that in my career some of the most hard-hitting 360s have been the best for me, because if you truly engage the change suggestions that are made, you can really develop your professional career as opposed to reacting to it, receive it. And I'm assuming by having a third party do it, it takes some of the pressure off of a VP or CEO trying to deliver that type of, candidly, it can be tough feedback To the employee, and sometimes it's to the VP and CEO as well. But having a third party do it, I'm assuming it takes a little bit of the pressure off, and also adds to the credibility.
It absolutely does. There's no question that when individuals feel that they can be honest with their feedback without fear of reprisal, even though it is said always that, you know, we shouldn't reprise, the reality is that people by nature sometimes fear giving honest feedback. And if they know if that feedback can come through and be synthesized by a third party so that it is taken in the aggregate, it really makes a huge difference in terms of really making a big difference for that manager, VP, or CEO.
Right, and exactly. The giver of the feedback needs to make needs to feel confident that there won't be reprisals, and the person getting the feedback has to have trust that it wasn't just, you know, a subordinate or a rival trying to, you know, get at someone. So having your organization do that type of 360 and climate survey makes a lot of sense. So let's. I know you cover a lot of this on your HR Power Hour. So when we close, we'll make sure to give out that contact information. But in the course of your career, and of course now you're totally focusing on human side of the enterprise, what are some of the trends that you've seen in recruiting and just kind of, you know, HR in general?
Sure, I can tell you the biggest trends that we're seeing, and you mentioned it a little while ago, is technology. But even with technology, the social media aspect, whether it be LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, all the sites that are out there have really been what we're seeing is a big game changer in terms of, you know, recruiting, whether it be in the staffing or the search side. The ability to find people, to find information, to use these tools effectively can be daunting and overwhelming at times. However, effectively using them can make a huge difference for a company when it comes to getting, retaining talent. And we're really looking at how the individual comes to them and how they present themselves in a different way. We always talk about candidates making sure that they're presenting themselves in the right way. Well, companies have to present themselves in the right way. If you're not seen on these fronts, you're not seen as modern. You're not seen as upbeat. You're not seen as a place where the millennials are going to want to go to. So you really need to be looking at how are you presenting yourself as an organization. How are you going to be retaining and going out and recruiting people if they don't see a good site, if they don't see good information on social media about you, if they're dealing with sites like Glassdoor and other things that have information from former candidates, from former clients. It's all public now. And this works both for companies as it does for candidates. And that has really changed the game in terms of the trends that are happening in recruiting today. I just seem to find more and more that people are looking and finding what's going on in these worlds almost first. You know, it used to be a few years ago we'd all Google everybody's name, right, when we're searching for them to see what pops up. Well, now we're not only Googling people's name, we're looking at all the sites to find out what they're all about. Well, the people are doing it about the companies as well. So how you present your image, how you present what you're trying to do, makes a huge difference out there. And that's probably one of the biggest recruiting trends that I'm seeing across the country today.
How about the flip side? So that's the candidate looking at an employer to make sure that the employer is state-of-the-art. And I know at Northeast Delta Dental, I have an e-connections team, and I blog and I tweet, and we have a whole team that, you know, makes sure that I'm doing this stuff correctly and so on and so forth. But how about on the other side, if you choose to comment, are more and more employers looking, okay, I'm looking at candidate A, well, let's see, you know, what they put on Facebook and things like that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. From an HR perspective, I would tell you there are some legal downfalls to doing such. But there are, this is happening, and one of the things that I talk about is the reality versus what people say they're supposed to do. As an HR professional will tell you, there are very, very big dangers to doing and going on people's pages and looking and so forth. However, let's be real. People are doing it. And the reality is that we have to deal with that as an employee trying to get hired. So to make sure that you are really getting and presenting yourself in the right way on all cross social media makes a huge difference. You know, we talk about the resume, but the reality is LinkedIn has become the living resume.
Exactly.
And if you aren't presenting yourself with a picture, if you aren't presenting yourself with the right information on LinkedIn, you're just not going to have the same opportunity as somebody who doesn't. We talk about this all the time. That's the reality.
Well, thank you for sharing that reality. I think that's very helpful advice. So we have about a minute left. I know as an employer, we're always looking for people that can work in teams, that have the analytical skills, that prove, again, that they can work in team and also lead a cross-functional team, even if they may not have the authority, quote-unquote, on paper. What other trends are you seeing in career development?
Sure, I'll give you two quick ones. One is accomplishment-based. If you don't have your accomplishments on your resume, if you don't have what you've really done out there, just a list of tasks mean nothing. It just means it's a check of the box. And the second thing having to do with accomplishments is you need to have results. People need to be able to say, hey, I want to hire this person because they can deliver that type of result for me.
I love it.
I always say to my employees,
don't confuse activities with results. So, David Chulo, President of Career Management Associates, quickly your contact information one last time.
Sure, cmacareer.com, and the HR Power Hour is on hrpowerhour.com.
Thank you, David. Thank you for joining me this mid-June. Happy Father's Day. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio will return next week.